With the holidays right around the corner, my coworker and I were talking about all things festive. So Christmas trees, twinkling lights, cookies, and she brought up a really interesting question.
Hi, I'm Andrea, and my question is about the Capitol holiday tree. Governor Tony Evers is accepting homemade-themed ornaments for the tree, and I wanted to know if this tradition was new, and if it's not, how long it's been happening.
We thought this could be a fun and festive question to answer for the Wisconsin Project, so we sent Will Keneally to the holiday tree lighting to find the answer.
In December, at the state capitol, it's a common sight to see people crane their necks up at the large evergreen in the middle of the rotunda.
Just to see the tree light up, that's really all it is.
Our daughter loves the Christmas tree, any Christmas tree.
Madison couple Megan and Zach Sweeney brought their kids to the tree lighting ceremony for the first time this year.
Yeah, just Madison, yeah. Always busy on these types of days, and we just happen to have off today, so perfect day to come in and see the lighting and share it with the kids. First time experience for everyone, you know, good family memories.
For Wisconsin kids, those memories can include seeing their own artwork on the tree. Each year, students from around the state send in their ornaments to be hung on the tree. It's a tradition that dates back to 1990. That's according to records from the Department of Administration. Since the early 2000s, themed trees have become more popular. And this year, it's science.
So the way we came to the science themed tree is it was actually an idea that we got from a fifth grader who just said, you know, science is so cool. It's like my favorite subject and everything is science.
Melissa Baldoff works in the governor's office and helped develop the 2019 theme.
And it was also a great connection to the governor's background being a science teacher and his focus on education and, you know, his belief that what's best for our kids is what's best for our state.
The tree themes often focus on topics the governor wants to highlight. In the past decade, themes have ranged from Wisconsin veterans to America's Dairyland. So how do the ornaments get from classroom to tree? The DOA collects all the ornaments students send in and hangs them while stringing the lights on the tree. In fact, anyone can make an ornament, not just students. Eris Steinhardt from Middleton made an ornament that, well, didn't quite make it on the tree.
I did do one, but I didn't want to hang it on the tree because I liked it too much.
What was your ornament inspired by?
All of the elements of stuff, like water. My one was a water drop.
The Capitol conifer was lit earlier this month. Before the lighting this year, the tree did experience a bit of controversy. Is it a Christmas tree or a holiday tree? Since 1985, the Capitol tree was called a holiday tree. Former Governor Scott Walker changed it to a Christmas tree in 2011, before Governor Evers changed it back to a holiday tree this year. This caused a bit of controversy, and the state assembly even passed a resolution this year declaring it a Christmas tree. Whatever you call it, the tree will continue to draw crowds through the end of December.
Will Keneally brought us this piece on the Capitol holiday tree. And this story idea came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast feed and find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.